But there was a request from Western Cape for an extension, and we can't. And the Bobo is only briefing tomorrow, so we had agreed. We will only be doing negotiating Monday as well, on the 19th of March. Bearing in mind that we have elections, we don't know when we're going to stop. That is the problem that we have. I just want to check with members that, no, to request members that if it happens that by that time we are back to our provinces, we come back and finalize the bill. We can't leave the bill here. It's my request from the committee, from the members. If we could finalize it, it can't be much because 26. Why is there a okay. That's what Western Cape to propose on putting down. Can we do that? No, we will allow her to speak on that. We are only delayed by Western Cape, one problem. We will hear from her what she's saying, because if we go to April, we may not be here in April, we don't know. We may not be here. Our wish is that to finalize everything. There was another bill on the 26th. Yeah. We will want to finalize the bill before the House arises. There was another bill, honourable members, which you must know about. It is civil union bill. It was a members' bill by one member from the National Assembly. They finalized it there. But looking at what we have now, I thought that if we start this bill, we may not finish it. And the workload that we currently have, the best part about it is that when we are all out with the bill, it affects education. Mm-hmm. Education is not able to sit because we are out and doing our public hearing. We have to take that into consideration, that we have another committee that has also a responsibility. So we did not put it on the program. So I thought I should raise it in a formal meeting, so that when we are asked, at least members know what happened. I had advised that they must not put it in the program, otherwise we will not finish. If we start doing it, it means again education must put on. Then, Honorable Mpambo Sibokwane, the request from the Western Cape is too far. It is taking us up to April, and the House is rising end of March. Our wish is to finalize this bill by the end of March, because the fear is that if we don't, we may not come back, we may proceed with the elections. It's a month before the elections, April. So that is our fear now. If we can take that back, we would want to finalize the bill by the end of March.
Can I please ask? Can I please ask Chair that you write back to the province and then say what you are telling me, so that even if I have to go to the legislature, that is being received electronically and in a hard copy. Thank you very much.
I think that can be done. Otherwise, we can't leave the bid hanging. I think the committee wouldn't like us to do that. Then the last one, honourable members, last year I requested BEGS members asked me.
I requested BEGS from, I saw beautiful BEGS from the portfolio committee twice. Then I spoke to the DG to
also make some BEGS for the members. In fact, I wanted us to get them before we rise in December, right? What happened? The banks that were made for us, they were taken again to the portfolio committee by mistake. According to the DG. They took them to the select to the portfolio committee.
And
so
they got two.
Yeah. In fact, I think it was the third one. Ours was the third one. Then I when I did a follow up with the DG, because at least I wanted members to have something. So those bags that you received, those of you who received, were requested as members to have some smaller nyana legacy of the committee. That we once set in a committee, this is what we're given by one of our departments. I think there are also diaries from Department of Health. We had requested the notepads from, they owe us. We were supposed to get them in Free State from Social Development. I requested myself to do a follow-up on that one. We may as well get those from Social Development. I thought I should raise that. But I know there are members who have received them. I don't know who. I think those who did not, because Marcel is raising an issue that she's not able to. I think you can go to the department and get them. Those who did not receive their bags, because she has to go and get them herself, and they're in an open plan offices. I would suggest that it's not far. It's
across the
parliament
town.
Next to the cafe. That cafe where we buy the robot. It's not far. I don't know. But we'll wait for Marcel to get one by one. No, they are here now. If members don't have a problem to go and get their bags, I think they can do that. So,
maybe the easiest way is to dedicate our secretary to go and fetch the bag. And this is the only way to get the bag. You get the God will help secretary.
Yeah. Can we agree on that, Honourable Members?
Agree.
I did not only request for members, also for our staff. I'm told they only delivered 10, but from where I requested, from what I discussed with them, also our staff. I requested for our staff to receive. With that, Honourable Members, we are fine with the progress. Honourable,
yeah. I can talk to you on one.
Okay.
Well, Honorable Chair, I was mandated by you and this committee on the Western Cape old age home that is in George, when we had undertaken a journey to the Eastern Cape, and that I gave the report back, and I made, and Nyambi has confirmed it, he signed on it, Honorable Nyambi. And I just wanted, for the sake of the committee, that report was given long time ago. It's just that some of things to be reimbursed by the NCOP, my traveling cost to get to George, to and from. And it's 2 years that I have submitted the report. It hasn't been, Nyambi confirmed with me verbally that I had signed on it and that you will pay. But it's just that I wanted this committee that mandated me to you, because Chair, you can also confirm if you received it electronically, because I sent it to you electronically, but Nyambi has confirmed that I even had signed on it.
chair. But I wanted this committee that mandated me to you to address the matters in George that I did what you mandated me, members. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. I think it's good that you are raising in a formal meeting, because me and you had been talking, but we have not been assisted.
Yes.
Can we then request Marcel to assist the coordinator, the acting or Lena, to follow that matter up? It's for 2 years now she has been talking about this.
Yes, we have been talking.
Can we agree on that? Honorable Stock?
No. Oh, thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I think I don't normally like to come late to meetings, but I need to explain myself why I came late today. After we landed, and then there was a problem of the hydraulic system of the aircraft for the steering. Just after we landed, and then there was a problem, we couldn't even go to the parking bay. So we had some delays. We had to stop right at the runway and then wait for the tow truck to come and take us to the parking bay. So it was something very bad that happened today. So I was trying to get hold of Marcel just to communicate whilst we were still in the flight. So I couldn't get hold of her. So that's the reason why I came late to the meeting. It's not out of disrespect that I came late to the meeting. Because normally when I'm late, I will say that I will be late. And I hope other committee members, they will understand it in that spirit. That it was not, it was a situation beyond my control. So I hope my apology will be accepted by the committee for that regard. But I think I just need to ask one. Honorable Hunting is trying to intimidate me, please. So I just wanted to ask. I just wanted to ask a favor, Honorable Chairperson. For all of us, I know our term is almost coming to an end, but we still have like a few meetings before we go. But if any of us, I'm asking, if any of us comes late to the meeting, can the chairperson please acknowledge that one of your members have joined the meeting, more especially in the course or when the meeting is running, in front of the department? Because if we don't do that, then the impression that is created that this member has arrived late and then we are proceeding. Yeah, the chairperson is angry because this member has come late, and then towards the end of the meeting, you still give the member an opportunity to say something in front of the department, and that is a problem. I think we need to correct it. Just as a courtesy, irrespective of our political party affiliation or whatever, if a member comes in late in the meeting, you need to acknowledge the presence, because at that time you don't know what are the reasons why that member is late or what happened. Like in this case, unfortunately, it happened to myself. So I did not want to disrupt the meeting and say, no, I want to say something, but I'm late, let me start with apology. I thought I'm going to raise it with the chairperson after the meeting. Yeah, so, and I hope the chair will take it in a very positive way.
No, I am, and I really appreciate that.
Thanks, Chair.
My apologies, I was also myself mixed up, I was late myself.
Yes.
Because of the flight.
Yes.
So I couldn't say it in a meeting. I came when everyone is here, you see. The minute I was with him in the flight was delayed in Joburg.
Okay.
It had a technical problem. They had to change it. We're supposed to leave we're supposed to board at 5:30. We only boarded after 6:00.
Okay.
The time we're supposed to depart.
Yes.
At 6:00. Now the flight, the initial flight had a technical problem.
So
now I came with the minister, but the minister has got a blue light.
Yeah.
So he was there before me. So I was mixed up myself. My apologies. I usually do that stuff. Apologies. I was mixed up. I didn't know which province comes first. I kept on asking myself which province. I was so mixed up.
But at least because now it shows that there's a problem with the SAP. Even was a problem with the money.
I did explain to the department that there's a limit.
Yes.
That we had to attend because I was in office.
Yeah.
That you already did.
Thank you so much. You know,
no, Chair, that means there's a problem with the SSA, Kevin Watson.
No, it was British Airways in my case. Sorry.
Kevin Watson was giving money from
the staff. Members, I think they want to say something.
No, just in self-defense, I'm not intimidating anyone. but I want to say, and I think he read my mind, this is the most original excuse that I've heard in a long, long time, and I'm going to make a note of it.
Thank you very much.
I've got my hand up every time I want to see the room.